This program brought to you by Guns80.com, America's finest provider of 80% AR-15 rifles. Go to Guns80.com now. That's Guns80.com.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Joe Gilbert joins us to talk about a bunch of developments in his research into exactly who Barack Obama is. And we'll cover the waterfront with him as well and take your calls. Right now, let's go to Alex in New York on BB Speech. We're open the phones up after these callers for any subject. Alex, go ahead.
Good afternoon.
Go ahead.
Hello. Yeah, yep. Good afternoon. Can you hear me?
Yep, sure do.
Hello.
No, I'm going to keep doing this because these calls are wild. Alex, you can hear me. I'm going to say a color, blue. Did you hear that?
Yes, I hear you.
Okay, I'm going to say another word, red. Do you hear that?
Yeah, loud and clear.
You are live. I can hear you. Go ahead.
All right. Small thing I want to tell you, Alex. I'm former KGB server many years ago, but from 1949, KGB have plans to destroy Israel. Since then, they send lots of weapons, lots of help, instructors to Muslim wars, including Iran, Iraq, all other countries. So, in the plans from 49, they still planned to destroy Israel because they needed to. So, Netanyahu will talk to Congress. Congress will listen and do what they want to do. But Netanyahu will try to fight against it. Only option they have, like you said before, nuclear weapon, which Muslim world don't have it yet around. But they have in Iran a reactor which can be used exactly to produce it, which exactly exists in this moment. But it's not.
Sure, and I wasn't trying to be smart mouth earlier. Sometimes callers can't hear me, so I'll ask them a question to see if they can't hear me. Sorry if there was interference on the line. Very interesting. So you were in the KGB. What was your rank in the KGB?
Lieutenant.
And then did you defect to the U.S.?
Yes, I'm in the U.S. More than 20 years.
Wow. Well, I mean, I know that Russia did fund anti-Israel operations. What is your view of the geopolitical movements today?
They need to defeat Israel, or it's going to fall, and it's going to be big war. Because plans of Russia and plans of U.S. now is not connected. Before, the United States would support Israel. Russia was against it. Now, America not supported Israel. It means it's going to fall, and it's going to be fight, and the fight will be big.
I agree with that statement. Even if you hate Israel, which I don't, you can't just cut them loose. They got 800 nuclear weapons. World War III will start. I mean, you can't get rid of Israel. And I guess biblically, it's what causes the end of the world, I guess.
Technically, realistically, yes, there is. If Muhammad church in Palestine will be fall, and they're going to build Israel church, and it's exactly the beginning by Bible, World War III. And it's exactly what they tried to do. They tried to use nuclear weapon for it.
Let me ask you a question. If you were in the security services or the KGB, which I don't doubt you were, a lot of tens of thousands of those folks were brought over here, and we've had former famous KGB people on the show, what is your view of the transformation of America into this police state? Do you have a comment on that?
Yes, sir. I left Russia, Soviet Union, let's say, with only one reason. Leash was on my own neck. My brother's neck was too short, and we feel it. Gun barrel in the back every day, and it's coming here and exactly in America. That's exactly what my reason to leave Russia. I don't want it, but I left. Question is, same situation happened right now here. We lost all rights in Russia. You cannot have no guns, nothing, just a broomstick to protect yourself. Here, I have a gun. There, chance I was serving, I haven't. Then I was left. I have nothing except, like I said, broomstick to protect myself and my family. And now it's happening here. And if it's not going to stop, Big problem. Control.
Absolutely. Send us an email with proof of who you are. I'd like to have you on as a guest, Alex. God bless you. We'll be right back.
The experts are clear. Sunlight, purified water, healthy non-GMO food, and having a good attitude is essential to a healthy immune system. But I go further with Super Nascent Iodine X2 from InfoWarsLife.com. 50% stronger than our original and revolutionary Nascent Iodine formula, coming from a deep earth crystal source that no other supplier has. Most other forms of iodine come from seaweed in areas plagued by Fukushima and other contaminants. Not our iodine. It comes from over 200 million year old crystal salt deposits and is tested and proven to be completely pure. Visit InfoWarsLife.com today. See the informational videos. Read the information there compiled. And for a limited time, when you use promo code NOW at checkout, you get an additional 5% off the entire family of InfoWarsLife.com products. Secure your Survival Shield X2 today at InfoWarsLife.com or call toll free 888-253-3139.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
By now, you may have heard a bit about bitcoins, but did you know bitcoins are now over an $8.5 billion market? And did you know that over 65,000 businesses now accept bitcoins? Listen, if you're already earning bitcoins or trying to make money in the bitcoin market, you've got to know BidBit.co. Why? Because BidBit.co is where you can easily receive bitcoin by selling and auctioning off your own personal items or promote business products and services for bitcoin. You heard right. Whether personal or business, you can now buy, sell, and auction your product and services quickly, easily, and securely for Bitcoin at BidBit.co, the first and only marketplace website to offer BidBit escrow, a proprietary technology which gives buyers and sellers security and peace of mind because all transactions are protected. Start today. It's free to join, free to post, free to auction, and free to bid at BidBit.co. Buy, sell, bid, or auction everything Bitcoin. That's www.bidbit.co. BidBit.co.
We are on the march. The Empire is on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
In my cold cell, when the bell begins to chime, reflecting on my past life.
And it doesn't have much time.
It doesn't have much time.
Because at 5 o'clock.
Because at 5 o'clock.
They'll take me.
They take me to the gallows pole.
The sands of time for the free humanity.
The sands of time for me
are running low. So many different conflicting forces in this world. So many different inputs. The forces of liberty, the forces of tyranny, the forces of greed, the forces of laziness, the forces of ignorance, the forces of enlightenment. Sometimes these forces run head on, sometimes they run side to side, sometimes they twist and turn. But in this universe, good can have an effect. And I see out of the establishment corporations and most governments a push to make us stupid, dumb us down, and suppress our soul, suppress our spirits. Because free spirits, spirits that love God and justice, will not resonate with this anti-human world government. 20 years ago, I talked about the transhumanists coming out of the eugenicist movement and their plan to establish a planetary world government, merge with machines, and basically end humanity as we know it. No one was talking about it back then but the establishment in somewhat restricted publications. Now, it is all over the news pretty much every single day to a mind-blowing level. You go to the front page of Infowars.com, we have a graphic with a famous quote by Ray Kurzweil in one of his books. He's one of the top Google executives. By the year 2030, the non-biological portion of our intelligence will predominate. Now, whether that's true or not, the move is being made. It's been decided. He goes on to say, if you don't want to merge with the machines, that's fine, but you'll be like a bug compared to intelligence. Well, the best laid plans of mice and men often go awry, as I like to quote, of mice and men. Well, mice and men quotes the poem. But much of what the globalists are planning and trying to do, they're not successful in. They just re-gauge things, change their program a bit, and then keep trying. So overall, they're very successful because they don't ever give up. Almost every time we even rally a fraction of people worldwide to fight tyranny, we win. The problem is so many people are awake, they think they don't have any power. So it's just stupid for Arabs and Jews to be fighting and Christians and Muslims, black, white, all this. When the globalists are scientific dictators, they call themselves technocrats. In Europe, they're appointing the leaders of major countries, all Goldman Sachs executives. Obama is acting as a dictator. That's not a word. That's a reality. He says he's going to raise taxes with executive orders. That's in town hall today. They're announcing, look at this headline by Kit Daniels. Great article, not hardcore enough. Obama to expand federal control over state and local police. Obama announces new power grab. Moves to federalize police is because sometimes stuff's so sensational, you just can't have a professional headline because it doesn't grasp how serious it is. Obama to expand federal control over state and local police. Obama accelerates power grab. Moves to federalize police. Red alert. But leave the headline like it is. I mean, it's just the power plants, the guns, the bullets, the borders, the military, the funding ISIS. He's just doing it all without Congress, without the states, without anything. And I got to tell you, I heard people when Obama was first running for office saying, oh, he's going to be horrible, he's going to take over. And I'm like, it's not that bad. Well, the Republican leadership's going along with all this, so it is that bad. And I don't know how it's going to end the next 2 years. There's a little under 2 years left of this. The Republicans are signing off on his FCC power grab. They're like, oh, we won't challenge it. Go ahead, let the FCC just grab it. Oh, we're not going to challenge you on the borders. We're not going to challenge you on the military, on the power plants, on the executive orders, on the taxes, on Obamacare. Because the very same special interest are in control of this president and the Republican leadership. And I don't know where the world goes from here because it's getting so transparent. Joel Gilbert is a best-selling documentary filmmaker. His latest film, Utopia, exposing the fact that it's not a utopia that they're building, is available at InfoWarsStore.com. I should add that, and basically gets into the whole socialist journey that people have gone through in this country. Utopia. There's no place like Utopia is the full name of the film. But he's not here so much to talk about that today. Need to get the film and give it to young people and others, folks. That's how we win hearts and minds. You can unlock somebody's mind with one piece of truth. It can dislodge an entire mountain of disinformation and fraudulent propaganda. I wanted to get Gilbert on because it was a week or so ago. A member of Congress pointed out that his connection to who we believe is Obama's real father, Frank Marshall Davis, and more of what's in Gilbert's film we're seeing in mainstream here and there, almost like the power structures dangling it out there in these kind of wars. We know there's even wars in the establishment. You're hearing criminal stuff about Hillary and her illegal emails and Jeb Bush and illegal Nigeria stuff, lying to the FBI, not declaring income. So there's infighting within the system as well. But I'm seeing a lot of that starting to come out right now. Then you've got all these announcements, and you've got world government being pushed and transhumanism and smartphone spying on you and all the rest of it. And meanwhile, you got George Soros running around spending $33 million to cause basically anti-police riots around the country to destabilize the nation so Obama can pose as a savior and come in and federalize police, which they're now announcing. We predicted this. So what's the next shoe to drop? They're power grabbing everything, the internet, the borders, the police. Joel Gilbert, what do you think's going on? You're a big Obama expert. You've traveled the world to track this guy. What do you think's going on, Joel Gilbert?
Well, I think there's an actual roadmap that Obama is following from his mentor, Bill Ayers, and, of course, Bernadine Dorn in the Weather Underground from the late 60s. They wrote a document called Prairie Fire. And the essence of that was using a line from Mao Zedong, which was a single spark can start a prairie fire, meaning one incident, one agitation can start an entire revolution. And you see Obama agitating prairie fires, such as he did in Ferguson, the Trayvon Martin case. He tried on the guns up in Newton, Massachusetts. He's always agitating. He's a professional agitator. He was trained as an agitator in Chicago at the Midwest Academy. He was a trainer for ACORN. And I think he had no interest ever in becoming president of the United States or in being president. His only interest was using the pulpit of the presidency to agitate the country and divide and polarize the nation. It is only about 50 years ago now that 45 years ago that Bernadine Dorn and the Weather Underground declared war on the United States. And I think when you look at Obama's policies the last few years, his agenda for the next 2 years, I think it is open warfare against the United States to degrade and harm and eliminate the foundations of the Constitution.
You're right. And it's like it's some type of weird Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure where they're caught in a time loop because they're using an old Soviet playbook to bring down the U.S. and Israel and Western Europe long after all that collapsed. These are crazy people. I mean, they're in control right now, and they're trying to shut off the industrial base and start a civil war. These people are mentally ill.
Well, the way they accomplished it is based on a learning curve. Bill Ayers and Obama's mentors in the Weather Underground would look people in the eye in the late 60s, and they would say, we want to destroy you. We want to bring down America, replace the Constitution with a communist manifesto. We want to send 50 million of you to re-education centers and murder 25 million of you.
And have the UN basically occupy the U.S. with international forces.
Correct. They wanted to occupy the United States with Soviet, Chinese, North Vietnamese forces. Nobody followed them because it turned people off because it was so evil. They ended up going to jail for murdering policemen. They went into the underground for 10, 15 years. When they emerged from the underground in the early 80s in Chicago and became Barack Obama's mentors, they taught him the lesson. The lesson was, instead of looking people in the eye and saying, we want to murder you, look at them in the eye and say, we want fairness. We want to help you.
And by the way, I had Bill Ayers on about a month ago, and he literally said he wasn't a communist, said I was making it up, said none of this ever happened. And so they're now in that mode of acting passive, acting friendly, acting non-threatening. Right. And I could tell he was reading off a script.
Right. What they do is they change the terminology. Instead of we want to murder you, the terminology is folks and families. But the agenda is exactly the same. It's to use the support of people for helping them to, in fact, destroy them. And we've seen over the last 30 years, the Democrat Party has been taken over by these radical Marxists out of Chicago. And today the Democrat Party is a radical socialist party. And in my film, Dreams for My Real Father, which you mentioned was back in the news with Rudy Giuliani mentioning that Obama's mentor was the Communist Party USA propagandist, Frank Marshall Davis. Of course, in my film, which is in your store still, Dreams for My Real Father, I think I present a mountain of evidence that Obama's real biological father, who became his ideological mentor, was in fact the Soviet agent Frank Marshall Davis, who indoctrinated him into this radical ideology in his entire youth. And today we're seeing unfortunately, the end game of a radical in office.
You know, when I heard all this 6-7 years ago, I didn't believe it, but there's no way it's not true, and the evidence is overwhelming. We are in so much trouble. And what are the elite thinking doing something this crazy and reckless? Well, why did Nero marry his horse? Why did, or was it Caligula married his horse? I guess Nero did stuff even worse. And these people are just insane, out of their minds, but they have a will to power, so they're taking over. Joel Gilbert's our guest. Stay with us.
I'm really glad my buddy Mark turned me on to GunsAD.com. I got to tell you, I didn't want to buy any more firearms. I didn't want a paperwork trail headed back to Big Brother. I want 100% privacy. I want to be an invisible gun owner. Hello? So Mark says, hey, you know, GunsAD.com, Ghost AR-15. Ghost means invisible. Get it? Ghost AR-15, GunsAD.com. I got a couple, if you know what I mean. Go to GunsAD.com or call 844-2GUNS80.
Old female and had a heart attack in 2005. This is Alice from New Jersey. I still get angina, even with 4 stents. I was taking nitro 2 or 3 times a week. The very first day after taking heart and body extract, the chest pain was gone. Now I don't wear a nitro patch.
Learn the secrets of an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation at hbextract.com.
Used since before the days of the Roman Empire to support the body's natural systems and enhance overall health. Introducing the new InfoWarsLife.com. Oil of oregano formulation, a highly advanced nutraceutical form of this key herb that has been traditionally used by civilizations for thousands of years to promote health. We have now procured the most high quality and potent forms of oregano oil on the market, sourced from top leading manufacturers to ensure a concentrated level of bioactive ingredients. Extracted directly from the wild herb and sealed in easy-to-use capsules, you will no longer need to endure the burning of liquid oregano on the tongue. Wild-crafted from the Mediterranean oregano species that experts agree is one of the most powerful and most challenging to acquire, this winter season is more important than ever to secure this true form of oil of oregano. Now available in our limited first run at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com or call 888-253-3139.
As the New World Order continues to tighten its grip on every facet of our lives, we're all asking ourselves, how can we maintain our independence? The answer is clear. Get prepared, and you get prepared now. Now the only question left is, where do we begin? My Patriot Supply is here to help. Call 800-247-3070 to get started with your 72-hour emergency food supply for only $10. We're even covering the cost of shipping. Are you willing to rely on the government and FEMA in the event of an emergency? Call 800-274-3070 to get started with your 72-hour emergency food supply for only $10. You won't be able to find this deal online, and there is a strict limit of 4 per caller, so don't wait. Call now, 800-274-3070. That's 800-274-3070. Call right now.
Usually, the older one gets, the less you are able to absorb amino acids and the less you are able to repair the 100 trillion cells of your body. As a result, you'll have less energy, your tissues will shrink, and you'll become wrinkled. An older person will typically injure more easily and heal more slowly. Not fun. However, if you can consume a protein powder that is easier to absorb, then you may be able to gain back some strength, muscle, and speed of recovery. One World Whey is a highly digestible whey protein powder that may be the perfect answer for you.
My name is Errol. I'm 74 years old. You know, the taste of One World Whey is amazing. I play pickleball, and since taking One World Whey and your trace mineral supplement, I have more energy and recover faster from my working out. I used to take another grass-fed whey protein powder, but now I'm getting much better results using One World Whey.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com.
Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Central Standard Time, we're here live. It's really a different type of talk radio. We pioneered simulcasting television, not just a webcam. We neurotically show video clips, news articles, legislation, documents to back up our claims. We have a wide spectrum of guests on who don't even ideologically agree with each other 90% or 80%, but who genuinely want freedom and have shown their experts in their field to have a real discussion a real debate to try to understand what's happening. And if you look at how the Democratic Party especially attacks families, attacks anybody who's good, tries to deindustrialize the country, they really want us on our knees so they can then dictate the terms of our surrender. And they just hate this country because we were a Christian nation, we were a free market nation. If they bring us down, they have the whole world. The problem is most of their supporters are good people who are manipulated and don't know what they're part of. We're talking to Joel Gilbert, the maker of There's No Place Like Utopia, an excellent film available at InfoWarsStore.com. And I know you, the listeners, know most of this stuff, or more than I do in some cases. You need to show it to friends and family. You need to have your church show it. You need to really fight the collectivism that's unfolding. JoelGilbert.net's his website. It's excellent. Joel, continuing the short segment, long segment coming up, and then we'll go to some calls. Understanding the power grab we're seeing, what do you think from your expert research the agenda is in the next 2 years?
We've seen this game plan play out. It's not a new agenda. It's the same old story where a radical leftist Marxist group takes over a legitimate political party like the Democrat Party, tricks the party itself into thinking that they're mainstream. Obama told the country he's going to cut the deficit in half. Obamacare is not a tax. He'll obey the Constitution. It was a mainstream candidate with an agenda that he never intended to implement. That's why in my film, There's No Place Like Utopia, I compare Obama to the Wizard of Oz, because he was a charlatan from the get-go, and his intentions were never good. When Dorothy gets to the witch's, to the Emerald City, the Wizard of Oz sends her to the witch's castle. She's taken prisoner in the dungeon. And that's what's happened in all the progressive cities throughout America that I travel to in the film, Detroit, Chicago, Denver, Newark. People are literally living in these witches' castles, the dungeons of progressivism, where they have 50% unemployment, drug cultures, no fathers, no business. They've brought this devastation upon America through these progressive policies, and they only succeeded because they manipulated and fooled not only their own party, but the American people into supporting them and giving them power. Once they're in power, they use the tools of state, like the IRS, the control of information. Unemployment is only 5%.
Well, that's what I found whenever I've been around socialists and communists at events over the decades. I've been around a lot of them at all sorts of behind-the-scenes Democratic conventions. They're really like criminal bank robber types, like felon types I've been around before, that are really creepy and have bad will towards people. And right, behind the scenes, they'll go, listen, when we take over, we're going to kill everybody. We want blood. They really are demonic villains. But then in the service, it's like, I'm a liberal. Oh, I mean, they are just so sick.
Right. They've the entire program of progressivism is based on disinformation. And that's what the Democrat Party and the White House engages in today. I said the unemployment is 5%. There's voter suppression, a completely made-up story. On and on, the entire agenda is based on a manipulation and providing false information. It's disinformatia, Soviet-era propaganda coming out of the White House. And you'll see the Democrat candidate, whoever it's going to be in 2016, is going to say that we have racial inequality and income inequality. And there's a few fortunate people who are controlling all the economy, and that's why everyone else has to rise up and support the Democrat Party. So it's a type of mafia. It always has been. And they simply use the benefits of the state to enrich themselves while creating one large lower class. Socialist economies don't have a middle class. They have an impoverished society with political elites who control the wealth.
They're very medieval.
I would say so. They're a, you know, it's a group of people that want to control others, and to be willing to lie and lie about everything, it just shows you the evil nature of those who would lie to take power and then use the tools to suppress everybody else. It's a very evil plan, and we're seeing it.
Sure.
Not in, 1940s, 1950s China with Mao sending 50 million people to being starved to death in collective farms, or the Soviet gulags. We're seeing the disinformation in modern America.
We're seeing it incrementally just deindustrialize the country. And again, then we have the Republican leadership, a bunch of blue blood fascists who side with the Democrats. I want to talk about that when you come back. Talk about the film, get into any other subject you want to cover, and then take phone calls from a lot of different listeners. Joel Gilbert's our guest. I'm Alex Jones, Infowars.com, PrisonPlanet.tv. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
GCN knows you place a high value on health and privacy. That's why we've teamed up with one of our prime partners, BlockItPocket.com. Just go to GCNLive.com now through March 27th and sign up to win a BlockItPocket health and privacy pack. That includes one BlockItPocket that fits all smartphones and keeps your data safe from government spying, and a BlockItPocket Talkit that deflects harmful radiation away from your body. We'll pick a winner each week. Sign up today at GCNLive.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
All of recorded history, civilizations around the world praised the health benefits of silver. At InfoWars Life, our mission is to bring you the highest quality, purest, cleanest, effective colloidal silver on the market today for the lowest price available. You don't have to be a doctor to know. The fall and winter months are the most dangerous time of year in North America when it comes to you and your family's health. InfoWarsLife.com is very excited to announce our biggest run yet of silver. Silver Bullet Colloidal Silver, exclusively available at InfoWarsLife.com. Now, InfoWarsLife.com has taken colloidal silver to the next level using a cutting-edge technique that is free of toxic artificial additives. Now more than ever, it's important to stock up on high-quality Silver Bullet from InfoWarsLife.com. No survival chest is complete without Silver Bullet. Secure your Silver Bullet today at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139. Silver Bullet.
There's a man named Dr. Joel Wallach who is anything but your typical doctor, both a veterinarian and naturopathic physician. Doc asks, why does the United States spend more money on health care by far and still rank 50th in health and longevity worldwide? He believes that people should empower themselves with a basic understanding of nutrition, take charge of their health, and attain optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic prescription drugs that lead to side effects and more toxic prescription drugs. Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the big government, big pharma, and big insurance manipulation of our healthcare system. I'm George Norrie, and I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people about healthcare. Visit BrightsideBend.com and listen to Doc Wallach's Deadly Recipes lecture. It makes a lot of sense, and I urge you to join the Brightside Bend team. Go to BrightsideBend.com. That's BrightsideBend.com.
Defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic, it's Alex Jones.
Some of the headlines up on InfoWars.com. Netanyahu tells Congress Iran on a march of conquest, subjugation, and terror. I thought it was Western-backed ISIS that was on the march. I'm just saying. Obama to expand federal control over state local police. Yeah, that's putting it lightly. Very important article. Announces the federalization of police. Cost of AR-15 ammo doubles in response to ATF ban threat. I mean, they say they're going ahead with it outside of law. Texas town fires entire police department. Crime drops by 61% after they hired private armed security guards. Report, cops tased man repeatedly until his heart blew out. Yeah, tasers kill people, folks. It's less lethal, not non-lethal. Feds say next 9/11 will come out of Libya that our government turned over to Al-Qaeda. Bugs and mold, Michelle Obama school lunches continues to disgust. I want to show some of these photos to TV viewers here in a moment. If you guys will put that on screen for me, I want to go through that for TV viewers
coming up here in just a few minutes. Yeah, I don't know why. We have great internet all over the building, but this TV in the studio, yeah, but mine wasn't loading either. I want to check the internet on this this monitor in here because it's having major issues. Anyways, we'll talk about that in a few minutes. Briefly, you know, we sold out of Super Male Vitality. There's nothing secret about it. It's cold pressed, concentrated herbs and fruit extracts that are known to supercharge your libido, your energy, your stamina. You've heard the rave reviews, and the best part is, it's great for you. It's a very good price, and it supports the broadcast. You can feel good when you purchase it knowing you're funding a good cause. You're funding the InfoWar. We sold out of Super Male Vitality because we're giving 20% off. The Super Female Vitality is almost sold out. So I said, you know what? Instead of 20% off, let's give 30% off. Let's be super free market, and let's discount even more because it's selling out. It'll be gone 4 to 6 weeks, Super Female. Super Male is being manufactured right now, 2 to 3 weeks. So we will get the product back in. But if you want to try Super Female, which works just as good with men, it's just a different formulation, it seems to supercharge me even more because of the few of the herbs it has in it that the Super Male doesn't have. So the formulations are a little bit different. It's apples and oranges. Which one you'll like the best? Try a bottle today. You can get 30% off while supplies last. InfoWarsLife.com. And then we have Ancient Defense Herbal Immunity Complex. That's something like 18 different known extracts of herbs that boost the immune system, like echinacea, golden seal root. I mean, that's just two of it. Burdock seed, bamboo sap, elderberry, concentrated ginger. I mean, a whole bunch of stuff that's just known to supercharge. Bayberry bark. I'm not going to go through the rest of it because I can't pronounce half of them. But this is a really great formulation that the big factory we used to put it out, one of the biggest producers in the country of organic stuff, said, we love your formula. This is very similar to our bestseller, but we notice yours is about 60% the price. We also try to bring you the products lower than competitors. That's why it's $14.95 for something similar, $30 at Whole Foods at InfoWarsLife.com. This is the new right side line of more affordables that we're coming out with. And then you have the general InfoWarsHealth.com products, the InfoWarsLife.com products. You've got the Oxy powder that absolutely flushes out the upper and lower intestine, discounted. We've got the oil of oregano for the Mediterranean source. It's purely organic and of the highest quality at a very low price. Secret 12, methylcobalamin, organic, concentrated, pure vitamin B12 that gets higher absorption rates from what we've seen. The Survival Shield X2, all of it, InfoWarsLife.com. We are selling out, and it'll probably be 6 weeks till we get more of the Ancient Defense. You get a free bottle of it, that's why it's selling out, when you get two bottles of Survival Shield Nascent Iodine X2, the good halogen. So InfoWarsLife.com, InfoWarsStore.com, and your purchase makes the broadcast possible. We're not like NPR that gets $400 million of taxpayer money and then begs for money every day on top of it, and is run by the Rockefellers on record. We're not like MSNBC that gets billions in stimulus money to give Rachel Maddow a $1 million raise. We fund ourselves with high-quality made-in-America T-shirts, made-in-1776.com, films, books, materials that edify and wake people up. So please go to the site and get the powerful documentary film, There's No Place Like Utopia, by Joel Gilbert. I want to go back to Joel Gilbert now to look at what's happening. How successful has Obama been? Opposition is mounting. What do you expect him to do next? What are you most concerned about? I mean, kind of as a play-by-play, Joel Gilbert, where are we as a society right now from your perspective?
Well, first taking Obama, of course, there's endless commentary for the past several years about his failure as a president, failure in foreign policy, failure in the economy. From his point of view, which is what I've been tracing and documenting in my films, from his point of view, he's been very successful because all of this was an intentional plan from the get-go. Bankrupting the country, doubling the deficit, in letting the country be invaded by illegals, which includes tremendous amount of criminals. And here in California, 40% of all prison inmates are illegals. We've got the Norteños, Sudeños, all kind of gangs, So these are the people coming across the border in addition to Obama's so-called striving immigrants looking to work hard. So this has been the agenda to divide the country, to break up the United States was the dream of the SDS, Weather Underground, and the KGB from the get-go, to allow these forces to maintain power in chaos domestically and the evil bad guys abroad to be able to extend and project their power without American influence in their way. The agenda of the Islamist movement, whether it's ISIS or Iran, is the same as the Marxist movement. They have a lot in common, and that's why they work together. They both view Western capitalist systems, free markets, free speech, as the number one obstacle to taking power. Therefore, together, they view Western society as the number one target on the path to salvation. In Islam, worldly events are an affirmation of faith. Therefore, Iran attaining a nuclear weapon and being able to not necessarily even use it, just use it as a strategic umbrella to continue their hegemony through taking over of country by country in the Middle East, whether it's Yemen, extending their influence to Lebanon, Syria, and elsewhere.
It's a signet of power.
It's a way, if you have a nuclear capability, you can then, your conventional forces have free rein because no one will attempt to stop you. So the Obama agenda, unfortunately, according to, from Obama's point of view, is unfolding very, very successfully. He's divided the country along economic lines.
I agree. Obama has been a devastatingly successful globalist socialist. And then you've got the big money banks funding him, thinking that once there's a tyranny, everybody's fighting for the Ring of Mordor. All these different special interest groups, they're all supporting tyranny because they think they're going to get greater power out of it, when instead it's destroying stability and destroying a future for humanity. I mean, it's so sick.
Unfortunately, people don't realize that the utopia on Earth is America before Barack Obama, America as a constitutional government with free markets, free speech, limited government. This is as close to utopia as we can get on Earth.
Look what our country produced.
The American,
most of the patents, most of the devices, highest standard of living, highest rates of savings. And as soon as we left free market, we become a hell pit. Most unhealthy, highest debt, highest,
exactly.
I mean, all sorts of problems.
Exactly. But Obama has to lie about it. Michelle Obama, Barack Obama, now the entire Democrat Party, they cannot justify radical change if everything is going great, if we have free markets and independence and a great economy. They have to tell us that everything is broken. Immigration is broken. Everything is unfair. Everything is unequal. And their solution is give us the power and we'll make it right for you. We'll fix everything that's broken. Now, the way they fix things that are supposedly broken is they want to completely destroy them so they can rebuild it from scratch, this socialist utopia, which we know from history is nothing but a hell on earth.
That's right. We got a few minutes left with Joel Gilbert here today. Other points you'd like to get across, warnings you'd like to get across to people. And then first, my question, if he's been so successful and he's now power grabbing on every front and the Republican leadership won't block him, what do we do? I mean, remove Boehner. There is a move to do that. How do we get sanity back into Congress?
Well, we were supposed to have a balance of power between the executive, legislative, and judicial branches. Unfortunately, the legislative branch, the Republicans, the establishment Republicans, have capitulated or remained in fear of opposing Obama. This has been a colossal failure of the balance of power system. The judicial branch has done almost nothing. We have a little potential halt in the legal immigration policies of Obama in Texas. But by and large, the balance of power system has fallen by the wayside against Obama's executive power grabs on onslaught on every level. So I think the best and perhaps only and last hope is to replace the Obama with a strong conservative president in 2016 that can go about reversing all the damage and all the lawlessness that Obama has brought to America and pull us back together and strengthen the rules and laws so that if a radical socialist were to take power in the executive branch in the future, that he would not be able to overreach and extend a lawless reign in trying to destroy the country.
Well, it's the special interest combined with the socialists that allows this, and so many big corporations are lined up giving money to support a consolidation of power because, again, they think they'll get the Ring of Mordor. We need to throw the Ring of Mordor back into the crack where it came from and stop using it.
They don't. Yeah.
No,
they don't understand. They don't understand to this day. Some people are coming around. Rudy Giuliani came around a little bit. I've talked to many U.S. senators and congressmen who've all seen my film. They know what's up, but it's hard for the mainstream media is unwilling to tell the truth, which is that Barack Obama is a radical.
Well, look at how Giuliani came out and said Obama doesn't like America and is destroying it, which is true. And I'm not even a Giuliani fan. He was, compared to most Republicans, pretty liberal. And then CNN had the headline, the end of Giuliani, the fall. It was everywhere. He's horrible. He's discredited. I mean, it's just like they fired from Monday Night Football Hank Williams Jr. because he criticized Obama. This is an anti-free speech cult. And so that's why Congress is so scared of him.
Correct.
It's because they're scared of being, you know, attacked. But the mainstream media doesn't have the power it used to have. It's more a paper tiger whose bark is bigger than its bite. It's toothless. I think people should want to be attacked by the establishment. That's why Rand Paul won in Kentucky, was because they came after him. People need to wallow in the enemy's attacks instead of running from them.
Well, there's only a very few politicians that are willing to do that because they're looking to hang on to their job. They don't want to be ridiculed or isolated, which is part of their game plan. But Giuliani told part of the story. Obama doesn't love America. He was raised by radical communists. The other part of the story, if you take it to the next level, is Obama is one of them. Only a radical communist would hate America, would try to destroy America. The biggest story that still has to be told in the mainstream media is Barack Obama is all lies. Everything about his personal background was a lie. Everything about his political agenda was a lie. And the biggest fraud in the history of this country was perpetrated upon the electorate by Barack Obama, backed by the mainstream media that simply repeated all his lies.
You're right. You cannot make up the magnitude of the screw job. I mean, I can't even believe it. I'm supposedly the big conspiracy theorist. I mean, I saw the Washington Post and like three other publications last Friday. People were like, give us the FCC takeover document. And they said, oh, conspiracy theorists, you don't get it. So it's a fact they're keeping it secret. It's a fact it gives the FCC control. It's a fact Obama's behind it and Hillary and Pelosi love it. It's a fact all these other commissioners say that have seen it. It's a power grab. But now we're 5-6 days into this and we still can't see it. And when we ask for it, we're a conspiracy theorist. I mean, talk about disinformation, Joel.
Yeah, look, Obama's first assault on the Constitution was his refusal to release his birth certificate. When he got away with that, he got away with Fast and Furious. When he got away with not releasing the documents for Fast and Furious, he got away with using the IRS and weaponizing it against political enemies. Because we've never been able to hold Obama accountable for the lack of transparency, for the lies, for the deception, is the reason he just continues on and on.
Now and he's accelerating, federalizing police, opening borders, banning bullets. I mean, that's the last question. What's the next shoe to drop then? I mean, it's incredible. I mean, if he's accelerating towards light speed right now, we're about to really see some incredible power grabbing.
Well, the goal is to create a situation where they can manipulate and control the future elections, presidential elections, congressional elections, to create a permanent socialist state in America, and with people kind of never realizing how it happened. Nobody voted for any of this. All of Obama's policies were an agenda that he hid from the public. He threw his voters under the bus, including all the African Americans.
Double unemployment. Notice now Google announces they're going to let Snopes and other groups connected to Soros decide what's credible and isn't, and basically delist websites. You know they're talking about us. So they're coming after everything right now, folks. You better promote the film, No Place Like Utopia, but get it. Show it to people. You better support InfoWars.com and send people the links to the show because we're not going to have Google and the search engine doing it. We're being shut down right as we grow and explode because we can beat these people. But nothing can stop HUMET. Nothing can stop human intelligence if you promote InfoWars and other liberty-based media every day to your friends and family and others and do creative things. Nothing can stop people power. Let's kick these communist globalist butts together. Joel Gilbert.
My point then is simply that middle America, church-going, hardworking people will never buy into the progressive agenda. And the left has known this from the get-go.
Better clingers. They're coming after us. They're going to call us terrorists.
Right. So their entire agenda from the get-go was to eliminate the middle class, destroy the connection between religion and society, destroy the health care, destroy the voting power of middle America that supports the Constitution and the free market system. Everything Obama is doing is an assault on middle America, an attempt to degrade and destroy it to pave the way for their control of information.
That's right. When he's hanging out with billionaires in San Francisco, he says, we're going to get these better clingers. We're going to. I mean, we are their enemy.
Exactly. This has been the plan from the get-go. Everything is meant flooding the country with illegals. It's meant to degrade middle America that they know will never buy into the progressive
nonsense.
It's a
military operation, Cloud and Bevin. Joel Gilbert, folks should get the film or they just don't care. I mean, it's not even about the money, folks. I know it's free on the internet. Some people, I mean, you just need to get the DVD, give it to friends and family. Every tool to wake folks up that capitalism, freedom of choice, free will is under attack by a bunch of snot-nosed totalitarians. And if we don't stand up and say no to them, we deserve what we get. Joel Gilbert, thank you.
Thank you.
I'm going to come back with phone calls in two final seconds.
More and more people are discovering the incredible benefits of alkalizing the body, and there's no better product for it than AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds, just a few drops in water will rid your body of harmful waste and give you more vibrance and vigor than you've had in years. Now buy two bottles and get $10 off your order. Call 800-518-7615 or visit alkavision.com. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at alkavision.com.
We've been patiently waiting. Waiting while you tried to ignore us. Waiting while you acted like we didn't exist. Waiting for our chance to be taken seriously. The wait is over. GCN is available 24/7 at GCNlive.com. Navigate through news from your favorite host and download archives of past shows. Download the app on your smartphone or tablet or visit GCNlive.com for instant access and live streaming. GCNlive.com. The future of talk radio. Now at your fingertips.
Hi, folks. Alex Jones here with some important information. I want to tell you about Matt Redhawk and his team of patriots over at My Patriot Supply. Several years ago, Matt was sitting in his two-bedroom apartment, frustrated with the direction this country was headed and the charlatans willing to sell us out for a quick buck. Deciding to take action, a company run by patriots for patriots was born. My Patriot Supply has never taken a loan or accepted outside funding. They now operate two distribution facilities and employ over 50 hardworking American men and women. It is rare to find companies who practice what they preach. And that's why I stock my pantry with high-quality storable foods from My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com/Alex today for special offers on emergency food storage or call their preparedness specialist at 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Do business with someone who shares your values. MyPatriotSupply.com/Alex.
Hey, Boomer! I learned in school today that 60% of our bodies are made of water. Good thing we have the Berkey system. It's the cleanest, best water ever. Mom says it's because the Berkey filtration system cleans out the bad stuff and leaves only pure, delicious water. I know, right? You love it, too. Yeah, I'm thirsty, too. Let's go get some. Get Berkey clean water by calling 877-886-3653. That's 877-886-3653. Or visit GoBerkey.com.
It's happening again. The feds are trying to ban your freedom to own body armor. In January, a newly introduced bill, H.R. 378, will take away your right to buy level 3 and higher body armor. Katie Armor offers the most affordable level 3 body armor packages on the market today. Protect yourself. Buy your body armor now before it's too late. Go to katiearmor.com. That's C-A-T-I-armor.com. Come and take it.
No more Mr. Nice Guy, ladies and gentlemen, when it comes to the globalists. Let's start going to rock in a hard place, but we've got truth, and if we get it out there, their agenda will fail, will fall. That's why they're trying to accelerate it and finish it up, because they can feel the heat. The article's on InfoWars.com. Bugs and mold, Michelle Obama's school lunches continues to discuss. And you look at this food, the bugs, the mold, the portions, and then the fact that it's like Doritos with MSG, and it's just so rotten. This is what they feed the kids. They put this on their plates. This isn't like they dug around and found a few rotten things. This is worse than prison food, because this is what we are thought of, because we're so passive and we put up with the globalists. Who, if you go to Whole Foods and places, a lot of nice folks work at Whole Foods. I'm not bashing Whole Foods. But you see the magazines and things. It's all about learning how to be poor, learning how to have less, while they charge so much, you know, Whole Foods, whole paycheck. This is the mentality. You can't have air conditioning. You can't have a car from a guy landing in Air Force One. Let's go to some phone calls. Steve in Virginia, thank you for holding. You're on the air.
Yes, thank you. We're a longtime Prison Planet subscribers. We really love the show. I wanted to say something about Netanyahu. You know, it's a sad day in America when these useless people in Congress stand up and applaud someone who, in I think 2002, I have a quote. As far as I know, this is accurate. Netanyahu said, America can dry up and blow away with the wind when we have finished with it. America can dry up and blow away with the wind when we have finished with it. Now, that's not the quote from a friend. And I think people...
Let me ask you this. Do you have video of that? I mean, what's the source of that? Because I see these quotes. I see these quotes about myself that I didn't say. I mean, what's the source of that?
We got it on the internet here. I have a. It says Veterans Today. It says Netanyahu for President of America. Veterans Today.
And, yeah, you know, that's a great named website, but I'm just going to leave it at that. I mean, that's considered the source of that. But I'd like to. What's their source of it? Where'd it come from?
Their source, do you have their source on it? I'm not sure. I don't have it at hand. It
was CIA.
Oh, okay. Yeah, the story is that it was an ex-CIA person who overheard him in a conversation.
Yeah, you know that site criticizes me too, right?
You know, I did not know that.
I mean, I don't care. It's just, yeah. I don't mind. Please, more of it. It's just that a lot of these sites, you know, claim I'm an Israeli agent. I've never been to Israel. I was basically approached by a famous member of Israeli intelligence who came to my office and was a little bit threatening. But other than that, I have no connections to Israel.
Yeah. Well, we think, you know, I think you'd mentioned it earlier, referred to the globalists they're working for the globalists, or I should say the Israeli leadership.
I'm saying is, brother, is that if Israel dried up and blew away tomorrow, all this stuff would continue on. It's evil in the human soul that is causing us our problems. And that's what I'm getting at. But there's a lot of legitimate criticisms of Israel. Let me give you one. Israel has race laws where if you're a worker, contract skilled worker in the country, German, Vietnamese, doesn't matter, you are arrested and deported if you have sex with a Jew. Now, that's a fact. Now, the very same political correct groups support that in Israel, but then tell everybody, you know, here a socialist agenda and men are bad, men shouldn't wear pants, and women should be the boss of everything. So my problem is Israel's got some arcane things that go on there that I don't agree with. And it isn't because I'm against Israel in general. It's just that that's going on. So see, and you can look up what I just said. You can look up. I just don't ever really hear any real criticism by the real anti-Semites out there. They make stuff up. Photoshop, you name it. It just is a bucket of baloney. Thank you, Steve. We'll be back with more calls. Stay with us. Sean and others. Tom, you name it. We're going to go to everybody.
This is GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
Alex Jones here. For the last 2 years, I've been working with top doctors, nutritionists, and chemists to design a nutraceutical formulation that has truly life-changing health benefits. So many other formulations out there contain toxic ingredients, synthetic additives, and even GMOs. Introducing the all-new Ancient Defense Herbal Immunity Blend, crafted with over 14 key ancient herbs and extracts to supercharge and prepare your body for what experts admit is the most dangerous season of the year. We have rejected hundreds of other formulations in our quest to bring you what is simply the most powerful and comprehensive proprietary formula that we have ever created in the realm of herbal immunity. Experience the benefits of combining over 14 ancient herbs and extracts with exciting new advances in nutraceutical science. For a limited time, get 25% off on this introductory offer. Visit InfoWarsLife.com or call 1-888-253-3139. That's InfoWarsLife.com.